שלום חברים, עשיריות בתורנות היום, עשיריות מלטין
אמריקה. The friends that are in duty today, Latin America, we're going to move it to Latin 5.
Buenos días, buenas noches, queridos amigos.
Good day and good evening, dear friends. We are in a very special time. And it's not because we say it's so. It is because the time truly is such that it's exactly like when Israel came out of Egypt. Egypt is the slavery, the enslavement to materialism. And we're exactly at the point where the Creator wants to deliver Israel out of Egypt. And Rob wants us to come out of Egypt. He wants to help us. So the only way to go through all the difficulties is to follow Rob's advice, to be in the lessons, to participate every day, and to trust that this virus is the Creator who came to help us. And even if we wanted, we can't think of going back. You know, a lot of people think, what are we going to eat from now on? And it's exactly like Israel thought, what will they eat from now on in the desert? And they ate man. So we have to think about the man that the Creator prepared for us so that we can really go through all these states. And that's a true blessing. Only if we continue to follow Rav's words and see the true opportunity to come closer to the Creator, and then we'll see the real blessing. L'chaim, friends, l'chaim for this special time that the Creator enables us to live in.
We're going to read an excerpt. The letter 44, what is the reason for which Israel were rewarded with inheritance of the land and the work? There's the discernment of Israel, which are named after Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator. These are opposite from the will to receive for oneself, but are rather discerned as the desire to bestow upon the Creator. In other words, he wants to bring contentment to his Maker. And since the Egyptians controlled them, they had to do all their work for the Egyptians and not for the Creator. This is why it says, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, which means that the children of Israel wanted to work for the sake of the Creator, and the Egyptians controlled them. This is why they sighed. That is, they saw that not only were they not progressing, but they were retreating. This is why it is written, and their cry went up to God from the work. Then, when they saw that they could not emerge from exile by themselves, they asked the Creator. As it is written, and their cry went up to God, which is meaning that the Creator helped them come out from the exile in Egypt. We'll read it again. There's the discernment of Israel, which are named Yashar Kel, which are the opposite from the will to receive for oneself, but are rather discerned as the desire to bestow upon the Creator. In other words, he wants to bring contentment to his Maker. Therefore, since the Egyptians controlled them, they had to do all their work for the Egyptians and not for the Creator. This is why it says, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, which means that the children of Israel wanted to work for the sake of the Creator, but the Egyptians controlled them, which is why they sighed. That is, they saw that not only were they not progressing, they were retreating. Which is why it is written, and their cry went up to them, to the God from the work. And then when they saw that they could not emerge from the exile by themselves, they asked the Creator, as it is written, and their cry went up to God. That is, the Creator helped them come out from the exile in Egypt. A question for a workshop. How will we come to a cry and a prayer of, and they sighed from the work, and from there we'll reach the state of their crying came up so that we will come out of exile? Again, how will we come to the sigh and the cry from the work, from which we will come to a state of their sigh has risen so that we will come out of exile?
It's the answer is in the question. It's the work. And it's this work that we have of adding, keep on adding every day and do more than the previous day. Danny.
We're continuing exactly like we do, which is lessons, meetings, prayers, dissemination, and we try every day to see that we're adding more.
Yeah, and this effort is seemingly the same each day, but each time we get new shapes on which we have to do the work. And we have to see where do we innovate and not give up. Yoni.
Every small exertion, every thought in our desire is added to some sum of the whole 10. We don't need to think of that state of when we will stop working in despair. We just need to work and do what we can. And when we get to that state, it'll come and that cry will go up to the Creator. Marcus.
Yeah, we have to realize that nothing's going to help us until we come to helplessness, and only the Creator can ultimately help us. And any effort we make is just to reach that helplessness of our efforts and rely everything on the Creator. Jonathan.
Yes, we must continue with the Kabbalists, Rav, group, books, make more exertions when it comes to dissemination and everything above reason.
We are now together developing the inclination to the Creator until we come to the revelation of the Creator within us, and that's how we enter the lesson. We develop the inclination until we reach the revelation of the Creator between us and enter the lesson.